From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The group of seven leaders met Friday in Sicily, Italy. Climate change was among the most contentious agenda items being addressed at the summit. U.S. President Donald Trump had previously called man-made global warming a hoax during his presidential campaign. Trump administration officials say he will wait until after the summit before making a decision on the issue. Trump said terrorism and North Korea are at the top of his items for this G7 meeting. Sitting alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump reinforced the issue.
It's a big problem. It's a world problem. And it will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that.
A White House statement issued Friday said the two leaders have reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate to the fullest extent possible to counter terrorist threats and have also agreed to enhance sanctions on North Korea in an attempt to deter the development of North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Manchester, England's Greater Manchester Police Chief Ian Hopkins said there have been an increase in reported hate crimes since the suicide bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in the city that killed 22 people and wounded several others. He said there is no place for discrimination and hatred in Manchester and urged people to report any incidents. Hopkins also said he has reached out to faith leaders to try and calm the situation. Hopkins says there have been a lot of progress in the investigation, but that much work remains to be done, noting at least 12 locations are still being researched. American singer Ariana Grande announced via Twitter that she will return to Manchester for a benefit concert to raise money for attack victims and their families. This is VOA. China's planned modern version of its ancient Silk Road may bring more than $1 trillion of infrastructure investment along trading routes that wind through emerging markets in dozens of countries throughout Asia, Africa, and Europe. One Belt, One Road trade routes, which stretch from China to London and to Africa, are intended to boost the economies of China and the many nations along the routes by making trading easier and cheaper. But so far, these road, rail, telecom, and other projects offer major opportunities for Chinese companies and not so many for outside firms. Human Rights Watch China director Sophie Richardson told VOA it is unclear what impact these large and ambitious projects will have on human rights, but she says there is reason for concern because some of the nations along the Silk Road routes preside over widespread abuses. Philippine officials say foreigners are among the gunmen loyal to Islamic State who seized control of the southern city of Marawi as government forces raided a suspected hideout of a wanted terrorist. Solicitor General Jose Calida said tens of thousands have fled the violence as outsiders have entered the fight to fight government forces.
What's happening in Mindanao is no longer a rebellion of Filipino citizens in Filipino citizens. It has transmogrified into invasion by foreign terrorists.
Calida said Malaysians, Indonesians, Singaporeans were all among those who were fighting Filipino forces. The trouble began late Tuesday when Philippine security forces launched a mission to arrest militant leader Isnilan Hapilon. The military says at least 11 government troops and 31 militants have been killed in the fighting. The militants responded to the raid by storming the city, burning down buildings, including a university and Catholic churches. They have also taken hostages. The gunmen flew black Islamic State flags during their rampage. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has imposed martial law across the southern Philippines, warning he may expand it nationwide. On Friday, masked gunmen attacked a bus of Coptic Christians traveling to a monastery in Egypt. At least 28 people are dead and 25 were wounded in the attack. The attack occurred when as many as 10 assailants and 3 pickup trucks attacked the bus as it was traveling to the St. Samuel Monastery in Minya State, located about 320 kilometers from Cairo, Egypt. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, though it bears the hallmarks of Egypt's Islamic State affiliate, which has carried out 2 separate attacks on Coptic Christians in the last 6 months. President Donald Trump condemned the attack, blaming evil organizations of terror and thuggish ideology. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.